Monday morning, time to check in if everything's okay, how the week went, how the week ahead will go. We turn to the experts at Cranes Detroit Business. You can tune in to them as well at cranesdetroit.com or hear them first thing Monday morning here on the Paul W. Smith Show as we say hello to Kelly Root, executive editor of Cranes Detroit Business. Good morning, Kelly. Nice to talk with you.
Good morning, Paul W. How are you?
I'm good. I see that suppliers are looking to capitalize on the EV rush. There's gold in them there hills when it comes to batteries.
There's gold in those batteries. You are absolutely right. You were just talking about this a minute ago, and our manufacturing reporter, Kurt Nagel, takes a look at how, as the automakers continue to look toward an EV future, that means that there needs to be a supplier base to take care of them. And there is a lot of entrepreneurship and activity going on around that battery supply base. And, you know, GM, Ford, and Stellantis have, you know, talked about going for up to half of their new car sales to be EVs by 2030. And that means that the supply base is looking, you know, looking pretty different around here. And he talked to an entrepreneur out of Ann Arbor named Wei Wu, who runs a company called Pacific Industrial Development Corporation. And this company is working on a really interesting chemical component that are needed in auto batteries, because one of the problems that we've heard about regarding batteries is that they have a tendency to burst into flame, which is not something you want in an auto battery. So his company is working on a ceramic-like flame retardant chemical that gets applied to the inside of car batteries and separates the two components of the batteries to try to avoid the tendency for, flammability. And they're doing this in a $2 million lab in Ann Arbor, and they're hoping to bring in up to $200 million in new revenue in the next couple of years. So it's a really interesting, element of the supply base. And he also, Kurt, talks to a couple out of Macomb County that started a company called Current Dealers LLC that is marketing EV chargers, which is another, element of the supply chain that,
sure,
that, you know, is of interest. So
you can read all about it. Yep, in the Cranes Detroit Business or online. Certainly the old adage, the customer is always right, is still correct, but there's some issues going on there for small businesses especially.
There are. Our small business reporter, Jay Davis, took a look at how, obviously when you have a problem with a company nowadays, you can take to social media, and the larger retailers and larger companies can handle this much more easily because they've got PR staffs and they've got social media staffs. But Jay took a look at how smaller businesses can really be sort of blown out of the water by one customer with a grudge. And he talked to a couple of local companies that dealt with that, including this company out of Commerce Township, where a customer, put this company, this landscape company, on blast because she had a problem with the owner over a Facebook marketplace thing that wasn't even connected to the business. But, she just kind of made sure that everybody knew that this company, nobody should shop there, even though it didn't have anything to do with the company. So, there's another instance of a K9 to 5, which is a kennel, and in all over Metro Detroit, and somebody took billboards out, and the owner there had to use legal help to get those removed. So we talked to PR experts who advise small businesses that they really need to get out in front of something like this, so they can avoid having one customer just totally whack them.
Wow. Yeah, that's those things being used as weapons, really unfortunate. And the smaller businesses, as you say, are kind of at a loss there. They don't have the big staff to go after somebody who is doing something like this. Quickly, tis the season for crypto giving?
Yeah, this is an interesting story. Our nonprofit reporter, Sherry Welch, reported that there are now a number of nonprofits in the state of Michigan, including the Ronald McDonald House and many others, that have joined something called the Giving Block, which is a platform that provides secure processing of crypto donations like Bitcoin. Younger investors are driving this, and the benefit for donors is that they can take a tax deduction for the fair market value of crypto, and they can avoid capital gains tax when they do this. So it's kind of the new frontier of giving. It's not hugely widespread, but it is starting, and there are, you know, nonprofits here in our state that are signing on to this. So it's going to be interesting to see if it picks up steam.
Very interesting. And finally, Crane's 2021 Best Managed Nonprofits in the less than a minute that we have here. United Way, the big winner.
United Way, absolutely. They have really ramped up their efforts for diversity, equity, and inclusion, which was one of the things that we were looking for this year. So, you can read all about it in this week's Crane.
That's a good idea to pick up this week's Crane. There's a printed edition. It's still wet. The ink is so fresh. Or you can go to cranesdetroit.com. Cranesdetroit.com. As always, Kelly Roon, Executive Editor, Cranes Detroit Business. Thanks for kicking the week off out on the right foot.
Thanks, Paul W.